Hello, I'm John McNamara, the information architect for Webs4MQ, and I'm here with Ben Bukowski. Today we're going to talk about what is messaging, and we're also going to talk about Webs4MQ and give an introduction for the novice new user. So Ben, hello.
Hi there.
So the first question, Ben, is what is messaging?
Okay, so let's look at messaging in terms of a problem that businesses want to solve. And that problem is that a business typically comprises multiple applications that map various parts of their enterprise. For example, a sales department and a marketing department. And a business is all about getting information from one department to the other, or equivalently, from one application to the other. Now, you can do this yourself. You can write your applications so they communicate directly. This is technically quite challenging. And if you want your applications to communicate, you need to understand where they are, what language they talk, and you need to ensure that they are available when you want to send that information. And this is where messaging comes in. It tries to decouple information from the applications themselves. So really, messaging is about providing an infrastructure which enables your applications not to worry too much about what the other end is. It just worries about the information that needs to be communicated.
That sounds grand. Great, that's a fantastic introduction to messaging, Ben. So I guess a follow-on question there would be, why do we need MQ?
Okay, so there are actually quite a lot of technical challenges even when you're implementing this messaging infrastructure. So let's try and explore those just very quickly. So the first one is that suppose that your two applications aren't available 100% of the time. For example, you've got a slightly dodgy network. You've got to have some sort of mechanism that allows your applications not to have to hang around for that for the other application to become available. So there's some sort of element of queuing involved. MQ provides this facility. Other challenges which you may face are that you might want an extremely reliable and performant system. So if you send a message from one application to another, often it can be really important to you that that message gets there. MQ provides this reliable infrastructure. Other things that are important to you might be security. You could want to encrypt data. You might want high availability and a scalable infrastructure if you're sending tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of messages around. MQ provides all of these. So basically, you don't need to write this infrastructure. All you need to do is write your application so it talks MQ, and MQ will do all the hard work for you.
That's fantastic. And I guess as well, which is fairly evident from what you just said there, Ben, is that the user can then focus on the value add of their applications that support their business, rather than spending time and resources trying to develop an infrastructure to support them. So it's more time being spent on, I guess, the business focused applications rather than just the plumbing, really, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Okay, grand. So what would you say, Ben, would be the main messaging paradigms? Because I'm guessing here that there's going to be a number of ways you could send a message between applications.
Yeah, so there's two sort of patterns that we tend to talk about, and MQ provides various implementations of each of these. Now, the first is something which we call point-to-point. And really, that's where an application needs to send a message to another application or to multiple applications. And the key thing about point-to-point is that typically the first application knows the name of the application to send to. Doesn't necessarily know where the application is, but it understands who it's sending the information to. The second one is something called publish-subscribe. And that's slightly different in that in this pattern, what happens is that the first application publishes information to a topic. Now, this first application doesn't really care who's listening. It doesn't want to manage the consumer of that information. And the reason for that is that in the publish-subscribe model, there could be thousands or hundreds of thousands of parties that are interested in that information. And your publishing application really doesn't want to get involved with managing that. So that's why we delegate that piece of work to MQ. So in the pub-sub or publish-subscribe model, you have two classes of application: the publishing application puts messages to a topic, and subscribing applications subscribe to that topic and receive the information when it's published.
Okay, fair enough. So the point-to-point sounds pretty straightforward. You've got a message, you've got an origin, you've got a fixed destination, and you know you're going to send a message from point A to point B. The publish and subscribe model, I guess, is a little bit different, kind of turns it on its head slightly, in that you've got a series of consumers of information and you've got an origin of information, and the consumers decide by registering or listening on the topic the sort of information that they're going to receive. So it's a bit different to point in that we don't really know the origin, the originator of the message doesn't really know who exactly is going to be receiving that message. That's determined by the consumer of that information. Is that a fair way of describing it?
That's absolutely right, yep.
Brilliant. So in terms of MQ and how we support those kind of models, what are the examples? What are the things that MQ gives you, for example, in, say, point-to-point messaging?
So in the really simplest sense, the simplest way that you could set up a point-to-point infrastructure is that, first of all, you would install MQ, and that would give you a server environment, and that's really the hub of your messaging. That's where you will put messages, and they will be queued if necessary. That's where they will be secured, and this is the piece of the infrastructure that can scale depending how much work is being injected. To actually get messages into that server and to consume them, you would probably be thinking about having separate MQ clients. Now, these are usually free bits of software that you can put on a different machine, and an MQ client, for example, can put a message or it can get a message. Now, there are lots of other ways of doing that. You can have MQ servers talking to other MQ servers, all sorts of different infrastructures. But in the simplest of case, you'd probably just think about a client talking to a server.
Fair enough. Okay, so that's a great example of point-to-point. So we've got a couple of MQ servers talking to each other, which gives us the nice available model of sending messages. And we've also got the model of using clients to connect up to the server as well, which are, as you say, Ben, a free piece of software that can be distributed on the platform to connect into MQ to send and receive messages. So in terms of those messages, Ben, are there any kind of security functions that come along with MQ to ensure those messages are only the people that are supposed to see those messages will have the opportunity to see them?
Yeah, so there's a huge range of security aspects that MQ provides. So just to sort of give you a quick idea of some of the capabilities that it offers, MQ can prevent particular users from connecting into messaging resources, so only certain people can receive. So only certain people can get or put messages. We can encrypt messages, and we can provide all sorts of access control elsewhere and security.
That sounds grand. And we mentioned previously before as well, we touched on the high availability aspect of it, of MQ series and what it brings you. What are the kind of models for high availability? How does MQ support that for an application?
So one of the technologies that MQ provides is the concept of a cluster. So rather than having a single MQ server, and so rather than having a single queue manager, which is the piece of code that handles the messages coming in and going out, you can create a cluster of these. This enables you to scale up multiple machines and give you the horsepower that you need to process the messages in your enterprise.
Fair enough. Okay, so and I guess the clustering as well, if one of the queue managers or the platforms that the queue manager resides on went down for any reason, the other queue managers in that cluster would take over the message processing.
Yeah. Well. So there's all sorts of ways that MQ provides high availability, and there are different patterns that you can deploy to give you the sort of service level agreements that your organisation expects.
Fantastic. And something that's new in 7.5 is the managed file transfer aspect of this as well, where we can now send files as well as messages, Ben. Is that correct?
Yep. So we've talked so far about point-to-point messaging being about applications sending data from one application to another. Now that data could originate as a file. So what the file transfer component in NQ enables you to do is, as well as moving a file from one location to another across the MQ network, which is highly reliable, what it also enables you to do is pick up a file from somewhere and turn it into an MQ message which an application understands. So there's all sorts of combinations that MQ enables you to get information flowing around your system.
Right, that sounds awesome. So, so Ben, we've chatted about what is messaging at a very high level and the problem that it solves. We've also chatted about at a high level about MQ and the function that MQ can bring, the benefit that MQ can bring, and some of the examples and the way in which MQ brings that benefit. So if we take it down now to a slightly more granular level, could we maybe walk through an example of doing a very, very quick setup and configuration of MQ just to put and get a message?
Yes, so there's a scenario documented in the Info Center which shows you the most basic type of messaging that you might consider. Now this scenario is going to install WebSIM MQ. It's going to create a queue manager, and that queue manager is going to be the, as we've mentioned before, the hub of the messaging. So we're going to put a message onto a queue in that queue manager, effectively with one application, and then we're going to get a message from that queue from a second application, and hopefully that will give you an understanding of how separate applications can begin to communicate via MQ. Now I said earlier that a common pattern for using MQ is to have an MQ server and MQ clients elsewhere. But since all this is on the same machine in this scenario, we're just going to use an MQ server. Okay, so if we were going to try and run this same scenario where the applications are on different machines, then we might want to think about having an MQ server installed on one machine and an MQ client on the other machines where the applications live. But we're not going to do that just here.
That's a great point, Ben. In the initial scenario of getting started with WebSIM MQ 7.5, what we have in the Info Center is a very, very quick scenario just to give the user an understanding of what a queue manager is, what a queue is, and just how to put and get a message. And Ben, you're absolutely right. Typically, you wouldn't just be using this on one machine to send a message. You probably have, you could well have a couple of queue managers spread across different platforms and being sending messages from one platform machine to another platform machine. But in this instance, just to get the user up and running and getting a good feel for the technology in a quick and easy way, we've got a very, very simple and basic one machine topology to get started with. Okay, so in the scenario, we outline the basic concepts and key terms, and we talk through some of the terms that we're going to be highlighting in this podcast, such as the queue manager, the messages, the local queues where the messages are stored, remote queues, channels, and listeners. But the first thing that we actually do is the creation of a queue manager. And to do that, we kick off a command, which, Ben, is the
create NQM command.
Yay! So in our scenario, it's CRT NQM QM1. And then start it with the start queue manager command.
Yep. So it's really simple. So this start queue manager command is STR NQM QM1. And really what those two commands, the create MQM and the start MQM commands, do is so they've defined our MQ installation to have a queue manager called QM1, which we then start. And remember, this queue manager is a bunch of processes that are going to handle the messaging for us. Okay, and all of that happens very nicely and quietly in the background.
Fantastic. So at this point then, you've created your queue manager, and then the scenario is QM1 you've created, and you've started it, and you've got a nice nice piece of output saying that the queue manager has started successfully. And the next step then is to create a queue upon which to put and get your messages. And the procedure for that is to run a couple of commands, Ben. Could you maybe take us through those?
Yeah, so just before we do that, I'm just going to just to say that you can have multiple queues on the same queue manager. The reason for that is that if you have lots of applications talking to one another, you probably want to partition the information so applications get the information that they want and it doesn't get corrupted or confused between applications. So in this case, we just have two applications talking, so they're going to be communicating via a single queue. Now, to actually create messaging resources against the queue manager, which we've started, is we're going to use the MQSC interface. Now, this is a sort of a command line program, which we start by using the command run MQSC QM1. Okay, there are other ways to create your messaging resources. For example, you could use the MQ Explorer graphical tool if that's available in your platform, but for simplicity, we're going to be doing everything through the command line.
That's grand. So you've run the run MQSC command against the QM1 queue manager that we created and started earlier, and once the interface is ready for commands, you then run the queue definition command.
That's right. So all we're going to do is run the command define queue local LQ1. So you can see that this is a sort of a scripting based command. So this is a very useful way of using this interface of scripting up quite large messaging topologies. So although we've used an interactive interface here, there are ways that you can sort of pipe information into the run MQSC interface to enable you to do this very, very quickly once you've scripted up lots of commands.
Oh, I see what you mean. So so although here we're using it interactively, we're putting in the command define queue local, what we can do is script up a whole series of these commands, put them into a file, and then run them against the queue manager and create a whole load of definitions without having to do it effectively, personally, one at a time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Marvellous. Okay, so then we've stopped the run MQSC interface, which should leave us then with a queue of LQ1 defined, and the next step then is to test it out by putting a message onto the queue LQ1. And for that, Ben, we're going to use a sample application.
Yes, so MQ comes supplied with some sample applications, and the most simplest of these are the AMQS put and AMQS get sample applications. Now, depending on the platform that you're running, these samples are found in slightly different locations, but the instructions will guide you to where you can find those. So in the first step, what we're going to do is we're going to use the AMQS put application to put a message. So if you want to try and draw the analogy with your own enterprise, this is your first application, which is sending some information to another application. So that's what AMQS put is all about. Okay, so don't focus too much on the fact that it's an AMQS. Sorry, don't focus too much on the fact that it's an MQ sample. This could equally be your own application. So what we do is we just run the AMQS put sample application, basically specifying the queue where we want to put the messages to and the queue manager. That's going to be nice and easy because we have only one of each. And then you enter a few lines of code, which is effectively the messages that you want to send.
That sounds grand. Okay, so we've put a message onto the queue using the AMQS put sample, and we've specified the queue and the queue manager that looks after that queue, and we should have a message on that queue. So now that we have the message on that queue, we can then get the message from the queue. And Ben, I believe as well we're going to use a sample application to retrieve that message and look at it.
Yep, so we're going to use the AMQS get sample application. So going back to the analogy with your own enterprise, this will be the second application which you're wanting to exchange information between. Now, you may notice, or hopefully you'll have noticed, that the AMQS put application has finished and gone away. So notice how this sample is showing the fact that you do not need the two applications running together for messaging to be a success. That's a really important part of MQ and messaging. So in this step, we run the get application analogously to the put application. We specify the queue and the queue manager, and hopefully you'll see that your application will report the messages that you typed earlier. So therefore you'll have demonstrated how you've got information from the first application, AMQS put, to your second application, AMQS get.
That's fantastic. So, Ben, the kind of journey that we've been on then is really to talk about messaging, talk about how MQ supports messaging and the problems that it solves. We've spoken a little bit about the high-level MQ, the various pieces of function that can assist you. And then we've spoken a bit more detail at point-to-point messaging, and we've seen how to create a queue manager, a queue, and we have put a message to that queue and also use a sample application to get a message from that queue as well.
That's right, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, well, thank you very much, Ben. That was the initial podcast or audio download, and the next one in the series is going to be taking a look at the basic file transfer capability, where we don't just send messages, we also send files as well. So I hope you'll be downloading and listen to that too. Thank you very much for listening. Cheers. Thank you very much, Ben.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Aaron. Bye-bye.